blacksmith shop.
But there are a bunch of spider webs. Maybe even a spider.
Okay. If there's somebody here with us, we'd really like to communicate with you. Can you move these two rods and make an X with them? These two rods in my hand aren't harmful. Can you move them and make an X with them to let us know that you're here? Can you try a little bit harder? If you're here with us, can you use these rods? Can you cross them and make an X? And that X will mean yes, that you are here.
Are you moving them?
No.
Can you cross them for us, please? You're almost there.
Great job.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
Okay, can you uncross them for us? All right. I can literally feel the pressure on the rods.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's fun.
Okay. So now that we know that you're here, thank you for letting us know. We don't mean you any harm. Can you tell us, is this John Hamilton? Are you John Hamilton, the blacksmith that was here? If you cross these rods again, that'll mean yes.
So let's say they're spreading further apart. So I would say that there is a no.
Okay. Are you one of the Hamiltons? Are you a Hamilton?
So is this somebody else, not of the Hamilton family, then?
Looks like it's trying. Mm-hmm. Keep trying. You're almost there. You got it. Take your time.
Well, the problem is I don't know of any other names associated with this building to where to go from here.
Let me reset. If there's somebody here with us, we're going to try a couple names. And if I get one right, can you cross the rods to an X and let us know that that's correct? Is this somebody from the Perry family? Okay. Okay, this is somebody from the Perry family. Thank you for letting us know. Is this Elizabeth Perry? If you cross the rods, that means yes.
Who is Perry?
Starry? Is that who you mean?
Starry. Thank you.
I was missing something.
Yes, I did too. I was like, ooh, first research.
Is this Sarah Starry? Is this the same Sarah Starry that was with us in the house?
She followed us.
What are you doing out here?
What next? Was that you that touched Chris on the way here? Were you following us?
Yeah, was it you that pulled my shirt, Sarah?
Just trying.
Okay, so it was. I'm going to give you a breather before I ask the next question because I know how hard this is. And I really appreciate you taking the time to communicate with us like this. So when you're ready, can you tell me, were you the person that touched my neck in the hallway? If you cross the rods, that means yes.
Someone's got an admirer.
Somebody does.
Somebody doesn't like it. Okay, Sarah. So it's okay that you're following us around tonight. But you have to stay here, okay? You're not allowed to follow us home. We do not give you permission to follow us home. Okay, so once this evening adjourns, we're going to ask that you go back to what you usually do. Do you understand that? Can you cross the rods if you understand that you have to stay here? You don't have to stay in this building, but you have to stay in the house, okay? I need you to cross those to show me that you understand.
And cross.
Yeah. And it's not that we don't appreciate you. It's just that this is where you belong, okay? This is where your family is. We don't want to pull you away from your family. And we have to go back to our lives as well. So as much as we appreciate you, we would just prefer you to stay here, okay? Is there anything else that you would like to tell us while we have you?
If there's something else, cross the rods.
You're going further apart.
All right, well, thank you for talking to us. It was really great to meet you. And I'm glad that you followed us out here because it was lovely to speak to you in the barn. Blacksmith shop, sorry.
All right, well, thank you very much, Sarah. You've done a great job this evening.
You're still more than welcome to come out and speak with us the rest of the night.
Yeah, we're gonna go back in the house though, okay? Because we're getting eaten alive by bugs.
All right.
Thank you.
Sarah, thank you very much. So what did you think of your first 1,000 rounds?
That is fucking rad.
Neat, isn't it?
I swear to God, hold this.